This is Ted Kennedy. Should Puerto Rico become a state or continue its current status as a commonwealth? In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the Senate is preparing legislation to permit the people of Puerto Rico to hold a far-reaching referendum on their future. The three basic alternatives are to become a state, become independent, or continue and enhance its current status as a commonwealth. The people of Puerto Rico deserve the right to self-determination, and its Senate committee has just endorsed legislation to carry out the referendum and implement the result. The problem is that the legislation stacks the deck in favor of statehood. If the people of Puerto Rico vote to become a state, their benefits will go up immediately to U.S. levels, but the higher U.S. taxes the island would have to pay would be delayed for years. That isn't fair, Al. The people of Puerto Rico deserve a referendum, but let's make it even-handed. It's wrong for Congress to tilt the scale toward statehood or any other alternative.
Ted, Puerto Ricans became U.S. citizens in 1917. Since then, they have fought in our wars, been our dependable trade and business partners, and our loyal Americans. Ted, the legislation you describe would require the United States to automatically accept whatever decision the Puerto Ricans might make concerning statehood in the election they will hold in 1992. One thing we must have is a very close look at the financial burden that a new state would place on our tremendous budget deficit. Costs would jump by as much as $1 billion per year for many social programs, including Medicaid and food stamps. I do agree with you, Ted, that there are a great many factors to be considered by Congress and by all Americans. The effects of this one will be very far-reaching. Americans need a lot more education on this one. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.